Hello, welcome to TikTok Radio Shop's Halloween Tacky Spooky Tic-Tacular.
Woo! I'm so scared already.
It's, guys, it's just a fake radio show.
It's so, not real.
It's not real.
You know what is real?
Is real.
Aaron. Damn.
Those are...
I wanted to dress nice for the show. It's Halloween.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. I feel beautiful.
I think we should, just since it is Halloween, I think we should take this time and start with us. We'll go around real quick, as fast as we can, and say who our costume is for Halloween. Aaron?
Well, mine, I decided it was going to be a transvestite.
This is as fast as he can,
right,
on the way. You
fast.
Understand.
Yeah.
This is records.
That transvestite grandma.
Irma.
Irma. Annie. Hey, Annie.
I'm Kelly Collins from Project Runaway, and I have Heidi.
I'm Darth Nader. Dark Party 08.
Oh, am I going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Who are you?
Silver.
The Sheriff.
Peacock.
Pocahontas.
Flapper.
MySpace.
Hungry. Zombie.
I'm Spooky and Spiky.
Whoa. I'm Becky.
Dave, it's just a costume.
Oh.
She'll take it off.
Yeah. All right. Himself. We got.
He's our bouncer.
I'm a newsie.
Yeah.
Gold.
Woo.
Golden. Peter Pan.
Jeremy.
The Grinch of Halloween.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh.
Tim Gunn. Megabor people.
Oh, wait, in the back.
For those of you caught up in.
He's the
He's got a crown of jewels.
Yeah.
And flowers. I love
He's a blessed mummy. Very blessed mummy.
And right. Deborah, who are you?
She's playing the
She's
cinematographer.
Playing,
yeah, they are
perfect.
Beautiful.
It's
looks very
TikTok.
Okay, that's...
Oh, and Michael Jackson.
Hey!
MJ.
It was before all the white stuff happened.
Oh, Michael, where's Peter's?
Kingsley Zissou's outside.
Okay, well, moving along. It is, today is my good friend's golden birthday. Now, a golden birthday is when your birth date is the same day of the month. Like, for me, my birthday was July 4th. It still is. Therefore, my golden birthday. So, it's my friend Kathy's golden birthday, and if we can, as fast as we can, sing
like
her happy golden
version.
Birthday. Hyper, hyper
speed. Can you give us a tempo?
Yeah, ready?
We've got such a big show.
He'll start it. We'll just follow.
Yeah.
Follow our lead.
Ready? Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kathy. Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Then, if you all are... You like that?
You can read along your
bulletin. Yeah. Just follow if you turn with me
for
to John. Our musical guests tonight are amazing. Down South Sally is one of them, if you've ever seen
it. Yeah. I got to see Down South in her band last night at the Alberta Street Park.
Our second musical guest is quite a surprise, so we can't tell you. We can just say that...
Right. It's good.
It's good music, and there's somebody very bad.
A trick or a treat.
Trick or a treat. Probably a trick might be deadly. Also, Jamboland and
Woo-hoo.
Jeff
oh.
Munger.
We love them.
Woo! Jambo.
Playing some of our top
playing
yeah.
the part of
Talent
Silver.
Playing the night for Halloween.
And Jeff
Silver
Munger.
Sure.
Jeff Munger wrote a Halloween song specifically for tonight. And so we'll be starting off with that before we, let's see, should we? Okay. We are going to be giving away this $50 to the best costume contest winner. There's other prizes too. We're going to do a fastest story, scary storytelling competition. Has to be true. It has to be told fast. And we're going to time you and the fastest story wins.
Is it the fastest and the best or just the fastest?
We're gonna judge.
It's the scariest.
Because
what
someone
you
said,
have to
someone
be
really
scared
scared
fastest.
Stopped. It was fast.
We're gonna judge
it's
the
when
storytelling.
I scream, whoever makes me scream the first.
Right, which but we don't wanna get into that.
I'm just clarifying. Rules.
Wins that 6-pack of Newcastle
love
Brown.
It.
And
hey.
Love it.
There are other prizes to be given away as well. What else do we have going on?
We just got a bunch of scariness.
Yeah,
but
it's terrifying.
It's just
it's
I'm afraid.
I think there's actual dead people here tonight.
Right. We're going to start off with Jeff Munger, if he will come up and play.
Well, the good old church, they took away all our holidays. They took away the winter solstice meetup and Christmas Day. Well, they made up Easter, gave fertility the boot. Now, how long's the only time to get back to our Christian, our pagan roots? So let's mix up a batch of deterrent right around town on our broomsticks. Cause Halloween's the only holiday the good old church hasn't fixed. So I'll cut a couple holes in your sheet, I'll cut a couple holes in mine. We'll drink up that batch of deterrent and we'll have ourselves a time. Woo!
Doing right now. I've been studying ghost whispering. Can someone shut off the light in the basement that's shining in? I've been working on connecting with ghosts and spirits from the other realm. And I don't know if you guys know this. I don't want to worry anybody, but this house is in fact haunted. There have been stories of legend in Portland about this house. And so I went online and I started researching a little bit about ghost whispering. And I want to try and get this right. There's some different things that you have to do. One is you have to have a bottle of silver string, or a glass of silver string, which I have, and you have to
There's a fire
it.
Right there.
Burning it up.
Where's the fire?
Underneath
this. There's a fire going where?
There's silver string hanging. You don't
and
want
it was
oh.
me, you're going to burn it, you know.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't hurt anything. You have
if
to
you
eat.
Burn the silver string, you can still...
Yeah,
you
can still contact,
that,
yeah.
That's
I think it actually enhances it.
Exactly.
You have to, eat,
right.
I'm not joking about this either, you have to eat a piece of broccoli.
Raw.
And, yeah, Dave hates broccoli.
He's dedicated
broccoli.
To his
he
pot.
He wants to
very,
see.
Very,
very
good.
It's
ghost, right?
Shuffle a deck of cards.
Don't burn the $50.
You have to spit out the broccoli. You have to take a sip of Coke.
And that is the last thing.
Coke.
Except
has
for.
Has to be Coca-Cola. No.
Has to be Coca-Cola.
Pepsi,
a sniffler.
Or
RC. You have to take just a rail of blow.
Okay.
And then
right.
you have to hum.
Okay.
Because you have to get in tune with the vibrations of the house. No, I'm going to hum. I'm going
to
hum, and we'll see if
we
can get into it.
You don't think it'll help?
We don't know.
The snaps! Jesus. Okay, it's raining. Hello? What? It's ringing.
Can you hear something?
Yeah.
You calling?
Hold on. Shh. It's ringing.
Hey, this is the ghost of the Purple Barn. I'm away from the house right now, so leave a message after the beep and I'll
That's
get back
awesome.
To you as
soon
as I can.
Hey, this is Dave from TikTok Ghost. We were doing our big Halloween show and anyway, we were trying to talk to you, so give us a call back, and or talk to us or whatever. Thanks.
Yeah, that was
Bye.
Real let down.
Yeah, he'll call
yeah.
back, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I've not done this. You're the whisperer. You would know.
Well, I don't know him as a ghost personally. I just
right.
learned how to do it. I don't know.
I mean,
that's
how
but I did it right
because
I had his voice
for
a
I'm sure
chill.
You
that
got
was
the invite, the e-vite, actually.
I mean, that was not
I didn't mean for it
I
to
wanted
work.
To talk to
okay,
a ghost.
Well, can we move on? I wanted it to work. It didn't work.
Screwed it up.
Sure.
I don't even have any.
He told me he was going to be here. We had this set up. He said he was going to be here.
I don't.
And that's awesome. So. You can turn the lights on. I'm sorry, guys. That
yeah,
sucks.
We'll get
you feel free to turn the
yeah.
lights on that are near you.
Yeah, put the lights on because this is not happening.
If there's a switch, if you turned one off, feel free to. Okay, well, then I guess we'll just have Down South Sally come and play.
Woo!
Woo!
Hi there. So I'm
going
to preface with, I know that it's Halloween, but it's also close to the Day of the Dead that's celebrated by Mexican people.
Dia de los
Muertos. So I, for some weird reason, I have a lot of songs that are about, like, yeah, broke up, or some boy hurt my feelings songs. But I happen to have two songs that are about people that I've known that have passed away, so I wanted to do those two songs tonight. So, the first one is one of the first songs that I ever wrote, and it's called Miles.
You were the boy that deserted your garden. Jose, be one with a charm. You were known for your good advice, and no one else was advised. You were the king of all tribes. You and the big blue eyes that were as bright as miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. As a boy, you wore a napkin on your head. That's what your mother had said. And that you only ate beige food, chickpeas and tuna fit your moods. That day your kindness shone through pictures and stories told of you. I felt as if I had known you for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. You had a laugh that break a silence. It was the opposite of violence. I fear that you are my hero, because your enemies are zero. I think about you every day, and it is easy for me to say that your memory will live on for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. And miles.
It's kind of weird doing these songs because usually people don't really know what they're about. They assume it's about like some boy I had a crush on or something. But this one's kind of obvious a little more.
Extraordinarily graphic message from our sponsor, the Kumbionics Corporation of America.
Ah, Trevor!
That's right!
No!
Die! Die!
Die!
I'm so glad I'm stabbing you over and over! You're dead and I still am stabbing.
Does that sound familiar? Sure does for me. It was the night my fiance violently stabbed me to death, 2 nights before our wedding. That's the last time I'll ever marry a manic depressive who doesn't take his meds. And you know what? Spin my grave even more. He got some bleeding heart liberal judge that let him off scot-free. So now he's out on parole, and I'm stuck here in some cloud with a bunch of weird-looking babies flying around playing heart. Creepy. I was so bored and very annoyed. But then, I discovered eternal torment from the other side, new from Kumbionics.
That's right, dead girl with the cute voice. With Kumbionics' eternal torment from the other side, you can poof into your celestial form, enter your killer ex's mind, and within seconds, he'll be begging for a bullet right through his brain. But don't worry, with eternal torment from the other side, stop the torment before it blows his own brains out feature, he'll simply live a life of torment and insanity with no chance for relief ever. This is a Kumbionics guarantee.
Man, I love being able to torment him whenever it's good for me. Like, while he's at the psychiatrist.
So, Trevor, I'm glad to hear that the voices in your head have finally stopped.
Oh, jeez, me too, Doc. They were driving me insane.
Well, not so fast, Stabby McStabberson.
Oh, God. No! No! I can see her!
What is it, Trevor? Is it the voices again?
It's the... Oh, she's singing. She's singing the Hanson song. They did a sketch about that on Saturday Night Live, but that's okay.
I love that song.
It's enough. It's just too much of it.
See? Isn't this great?
Please.
I love being able to mess with him while he's sleeping.
Ow. Get off me. Ow. 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 Get off me while I'm sleeping.
He's trying. That my corpse is having its way with.
Oh,
if you know what I mean.
I never thought it was going to be like this. I can't take this torment anymore. It's horrible.
Oh, too bad. Maybe you should have thought of that before jamming the pointy end of a meat thermometer through my eye socket, throat, my temple, and about 16 other places all over my body. Too bad for him, but it's great for me, thanks to Eternal Torment from the other side.
Eternal Torment from the other side, new from Kumbionics. Be sure and check out our other great products from the Eternal line, such as Eternal Long Excruciating Menstrual Cramps and Eternal Bloody Diarrhea.
Thanks so much, Kumbionics. I truly am eternally grateful. Are you, baby?
Eternal Torment from the other side, new from Kumbionics.
Happy
Halloween!
Once again, we're back with Joey Pialcentini playing tonight as Jambo Land. Woohoo!
This song, hello
Halloween kind of has some weird religious tones, and the song's called Apocalypse. It's a little bit about religion, so yeah, like that. With a voice that commands the children to disarm and disband.
back. Not that we went away, but that's just what
I
tried to say after
yeah.
that.
I stayed right here.
I have to apologize to Joey. There was a phone that rang while he was singing his song, and that was the phone call letting us know that our guest is here.
Oh, that's what it was.
I yeah,
wonder.
That was, and I apologize for that. That was my fault. I'm honestly a little bit nervous just because of the way that I was raised, but we were actually, Linda actually is able to, Mike somehow played a show with the devil, and we have the devil tonight on the show, on TikTok Radio Shop.
The actual devil?
The
yeah.
actual devil.
I mean,
so if we can have...
I'm a little frightened.
Get
yes.
this. Get this.
Why would she
I spoke
done?
With
yeah.
her on the phone.
No,
it's a she?
A woman.
Oh, it's Lucifer.
That,
she's coming out. She's here. She comes walking out right now.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Do we?
Is it okay if I sit here?
I don't know if we do.
I'm a big fan.
You want to do
it
on the stage?
No,
this
is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for
coming
down.
It's good to finally meet you in person. I mean, I feel like
I know you.
Yeah. Very well.
Yeah.
Very well. I will see you later.
Yeah.
But,
do you recognize anyone else in here?
Almost everybody. Actually, yeah. Oh, everyone here. Yeah. And you guys look.
So do you
cool.
recognize everyone in general in Earth, or do you only recognize the people that would be maybe
and
coming your way eventually?
Mic,
yeah, thank you. Yeah,
sorry.
You
gotta make sure your voice carries.
Right. No, I recognize everyone. You look like you're in a costume right now, so I don't totally recognize you, but
thank you,
Jared,
do you feel his spirit?
I do,
you know,
and it's very strong.
I have a strong spirit.
It's
yeah.
good. It's a good, strong
good?
Spirit.
Now, good, now for you.
Good
okay,
for
being
me.
The devil, good, so it's bad.
So good for me.
So for us, or for, you know.
I don't know.
God,
I.
It'd be bad. Bad for God, good for you. Is
right.
Your, okay,
is
there
absolutely.
Really a
so,
God? I mean, let's get
yes,
it.
Yes, and he's there, and.
And you're here.
And I'm here, and he may not think your spirit is so good, but I think it's great.
Thank you. At least someone does.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Right.
I just want to be approved.
You
got
to have validation by someone.
How old are you?
I am 24.
24?
Yes.
24.
Of this life,
of
lifetime.
Your, oh.
Right.
Of like
it's
a devil
you've been to.
Oh, gosh. Jesus. I don't know. I don't know. I can't recall.
Like, probably 2,000.
Like
50
too many.
4 billion
yeah.
and 23
yeah.
years.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Okay.
But each life cycle is a different amount of years.
Right.
I'm at 24 this year. I don't know when I feel like stopping and starting over. And it's just my own personal preference.
Now, today, it's just, I mean, you're here on the show. It's Halloween. This is your day. I mean, this is like, this is all you.
Each day
are
is
you
my
happy?
Day.
Are you happy?
This is your
for
wedding
a time.
Day,
you
right?
You spend
right?
a lot of time in Vegas, don't you?
I do.
So.
Yes, every day is my day. This is my day, too. And
but it's Halloween. I mean, come on. Halloween, the devil. Like,
ooh,
I just, you know, I mean.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Halloween has changed. It's changed a lot. I see a lot of people that try to, replicate what I look like.
With the horns.
Yeah,
they
don't
and they
off.
Always go,
like,
and
you,
I always
do
assume
you see horns?
Male.
Do you see horns on
you?
Have a pitchfork?
Do you see horns? No. Did I walk in with a pitchfork?
No,
do I have a tail?
Didn't.
No, I don't
know.
Well,
but you're
actually incredibly attractive.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah,
trying to
come on. You are, though, because I know what you're doing.
Oh, you do, don't you?
Yes. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Yeah, and, you know, I don't look like that. You know, I
like with the horns
I'm
and the
not
tail
a
and the pitchfork.
Man,
no, well, no,
I don't
no.
have horns
no.
or a tail. It's just, you know, it's changed so much. What with the trick or treating and the candy corn. What's candy corn? What is that?
Have you ever had candy corn?
Is that corn?
Oh, they're gross.
It doesn't taste like corn.
No, it doesn't even look like.
No,
is it
no,
what
it's
is
just
it
like
served
candy.
On the
right.
Yeah, it's shaped like a triangle thing.
That's
so
right.
you're,
a traffic
so
cone.
You're displeased. I mean, I would imagine been for, you remember the golden, like when Halloween was before
you know,
it went
back
commercial?
In the day, it was like.
Which
oh,
day?
Gosh, it's been so long. Yeah, back in the year of Halloween, it was different. It wasn't.
What kind of rituals did you.
I don't know, we would get around together, and we would sing and dance, and I don't know, eat food, like really good food. Maybe
like
just
what?
Hors d'oeuvres, finger foods.
What,
like
fingers?
Food,
like
yes.
Natural
demons.
Fingers, yes.
You know, do you feed, this is, I'm sorry,
like,
I was going to ask if she eats people.
Well, I want to know what the devil eats. I would like to know that. Yes, I do eat people.
So
I don't always,
can
I don't
ask,
know.
Can I ask the obvious? Do you like devil's food cake?
Oh, that's a funny question, yeah.
Yeah, it's
not
okay.
That's
it's okay.
Same
it's
way.
Okay.
You didn't create the food cake.
No, I did.
Oh.
That's another whole other devil thing.
That's
you're
nice.
Way off again. Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Deviled eggs?
I do like deviled eggs. I do like
deviled
eggs. And that
peppery
dog.
Yeah.
I like
deviled
eggs.
Yeah.
I would like to come
over
sometime.
Let's see. I had a few questions written down.
Sure.
What was, and then I was right, I trailed off.
Okay. Well, what? Can you tell us what was?
What was?
She can.
What will
be?
Who, okay, if we could get, before we go on, because you have something special that you're gonna, she's going to play us a few songs.
If that's okay.
Yeah,
but
you
know,
play
little
push, you own rock
like
and roll.
Why does the devil have all the good music?
Right.
We are in for a treat, people.
We are.
Yeah.
Please stop. Thank you so much.
And,
so
and this is some new stuff that you've been working on off of a new record that you're going to
yes,
be out.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm really excited to play for
what's
this.
The record called?
I'm not sure yet.
Not sure yet. That's awesome.
And do you like that?
Yeah.
What about Eternal Torment and Damnation? Can
yeah.
I name it for you?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those,
I think
those
I have somebody to right. talk to about that. I'm not in charge of all of
okay.
it.
Can I ask if you would be, and I know you've gotten, because I've seen you in interviews and doing things that
yeah. yeah.
recently, people trying to get a presidential endorsement out of you. Would you tell us who the devil is going to be?
I don't really want
to
say.
I mean, to some it's obvious, to others it's obvious.
Who shares your heart on different matters?
You share my heart.
I'm not
you're
running.
You're closest president. Like me than anyone in this room right now.
Well, we're all voting for Darth Nader.
Yeah, Darth Nader.
I can't dispose of that information. That's
dispose
it's
of
kind
or
of
disclose.
Disclose.
Disclose. It's the same thing when it comes to politics.
Right.
It comes
to it's personal. You know,
fair enough.
If it's
fair
personal,
the Prince of Darkness.
Can you just stop
I'm
right
sorry.
Now? Why are you pushing it?
I'm just curious to know your political sidings.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
That's selling political siding. Like aluminum? Can you play for a few songs?
I would love
please?
To. Thank you. I'm going to have my friend Jeff come.
Jeff?
Devil's lonely.
I know.
Devil, are you seeing anyone?
Kind of. I don't want to talk about it.
That's fine.
Sorry. Thank you for. No. Thanks for asking. I am. I'm not alone all the time, but. Okay. All right.
Follow me across the grand. to please you all. But I am only this doll.
Okay, we are here with the fastest scary story competition. Who wins the scary story, as we said before, wins that six-pack of Newcastle Brown Ale.
It is priceless.
Except for the, I think it's like $7.69
right.
or something like that. But other than that, it's priceless. There's a timer going here. I don't know how to make it stop, so it's just going to keep going. Now, this is, we're basing our, Aaron and I are going to judge. And we're basing it on speed, fear factor,
accuracy,
within reason, and
believability.
But speed because of time.
Right.
So we're going to start with Lindsay, who's going to show us how it's done. Ready, Lindsay? Are we all good on the timer?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her when.
Ready, set, go. When I was in high school, I lived out in the middle of nowhere on a really dark road, and none of my friends could even find me. My family went away on vacation. I came home. We had had house sitters for a week. The first thing I wanted to do was visit my bunny Steph, and I went out to see my bunny Steph, and I opened the cage door when I find a big red bloody blob. And I ran into my house, and I was crying. I was like, what's happening? My dad went out there to inspect, and someone had opened my rabbit hutch, killed my rabbit, skinned it, cut off its feet, put it back in the cage, locked the doors, and left the skin and the feet underneath the cage for me to find it. To this day, I have no idea who did it. I lived so far out in the middle of nowhere that none of my friends could find me. I think
dad.
My youth pastor did it. The end.
Can you stop it? What is it? 34.8.
Silence.
Okay. Now, we have... That was a good story. We have 34.9 seconds.
Peter, are you next?
What?
Do you need to get up and...
Okay. Lindsay's are one of the hosts. So, let's go... What's funny is it wouldn't publish. Yeah, we're going.
We need to go.
Okay, Peter, you ready? Diane, tell us when.
Ready, set, go.
I got a job for a mortician. I was the coroner. I was standing alone in the basement at about 11 o'clock at night of a super creepy house holding an 80-year-old woman dead, wrapped in plastic, put her in a cardboard box, and got her ready for cremation. The end.
Wow.
Thank you, Peter.
Dave.
That was real fast.
Okay, we have Angie.
It's on speed.
Angie, who's dressed up as MySpace tonight.
She
heard that earlier in the show. Angie's going to go to break the land speed record in storytelling.
Ready?
I just
want
to say this is a true story.
Okay.
That's what makes it fun.
They all have to be.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're going out of time, I think.
Well, disclaimer.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
I was 15. I walked into my parents, and they were sitting there on the couch. The end.
Watch out!
Oh man.
Wow. I didn't hear they were. I seriously cannot. Oh, I thought she said assisting. I'm like, assisting.
they were assisting each other in a way.
I just spit it. I was in my mind trying to figure out what way they were assisting.
We are going?
Yeah, we're ready. Oh, wait.
The newsie.
She's
going to
tell you.
Hold on. Okay. Ready, set, go.
One time when I was about 6 years old, my grandma, who was actually my great-grandma, who was like about death anyway, she lived behind a cemetery, and my brother thought he would be really funny and pretend like there was ghosts in the garden, and so he was making grass like go back and forth, and then when he came back, the grass was still moving and there was no wind or anything, and we think there were ghosts at the end.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to take one quick second and vote and decide.
There's two people.
I know, but we've got three people, so.
Hey, I count.
And da 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 da.
So what we come to is that Angie's was extremely sexual and gross and wrong.
Yeah, who wants to 69
on the couch? Peter's.
Nope.
Peter's was good, because it was dead bodies, and that shit's real.
It's true.
Now, Tara, there was a struggle there getting into it, but my partner...
Did you feel it?
Was scared.
Yeah, I'm breathing. It's the English form of writing. British.
It scared me genuinely. Okay,
really?
Yes, so then you pick.
Why am I not in the judging again?
Because you just weren't. pick, time.
Tara Williamson.
Tara Williamson.
First of all, I want to say we have amazing costumes in the house.
Literally some of the best I've ever seen in my life. I will say, if it were possible, everybody would be a winner.
Everyone
but
would be a winner.
There are always
losers,
and there are some here.
And I'm just blown away that the cast of Project Runway showed up to our little radio show.
The winner?
The winner!
That's incredible.
Leanne Marshall
Ryan.
Is here in our midst. Leanne Marshall.
Okay.
Here.
That is just some of the costumes.
Looking
back over the judging process, I mean, you had everything. You had MySpace. You had Guy being a tiger. Peter.
Michael Jackson.
Very good. Jackson. MJ. Pocahontas. that's whoever. That's what's good. Gold and silver were just a huge hit. All around.
Well, I just like jewels and jewelry in general. Struck a chord with me.
The more gold and silver hanging.
Yeah, really.
Obviously, I mean, everybody was just,
yeah,
it's wonderful.
You. Dave, I like your costume.
Oh, thanks. I'm Darth Nader, as I've said 14 times now. I have a mask, it's gone. Never controlled.
You also were on Project.
But we really
actually
choose only several
did.
Of you.
Yeah, three even. So we're going to start with the third place.
The third place winners, I suppose.
It's the winner of, if I can just hold up, this is an unrated. This is an unbelievable movie.
Like, you can't see this shit anywhere.
They didn't play. They played
no.
the rated version in the theater. The rated version
this
is for pussies.
This is
Linda's
okay.
got something to add.
Hey, I was just going to say, before you applause for all the people, can we say what it was first? Because for those of the people that are listening to this, can't visually see
it. Oh, we didn't say what we were doing?
No, but just make
what
sure that we are able to say what their costume is before we applaud.
Right.
Third place
winner. Good call. Good.
The Zombie Prom Duo.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
Okay.
All right.
Second place. We are just. This is.
Drum roll.
Oh, actually.
What?
How did they do it on American Funny Home Videos? They would do the second place and then switch it around.
I don't even know, but we're not
okay,
that
but
funny.
We're not. It's out of my childhood. That's right.
And,
second place.
I mean, second place by a landslide. I mean, the votes were.
Yeah,
you guys all called in. We thank you for your
vote.
Second place, we have Sally, the peacock.
That's $25 gift certificate. Kingdom.
Sally the peacock.
Sally
the peacock.
And
yeah.
She
gets to eat
more
at
than
Dingo's.
Gets to eat at Dingo's. Gets to eat
there.
It's a restaurant. And the food is incredible, according to anyone.
It's not really that good, but the Aussie tacos are delicious.
Unless someone that works at Dingo's hears this and they want to send us free food, we'll be the judge, huh?
We'll get back to you on a future show to see how it tasted.
Yeah, we'll do a little Dingo. Go in there and check and see if they're doing the job. First place, $50. American U.S. dollars.
We need to preface this one. We need to explain why we chose this one.
Because
we chose this one because it was the best.
I would say originality.
Originality.
Hands down.
Creativity.
Interactive.
Interactive. I have to say that I felt like I knew immediately upon laying eyes on this costume that this $50 was gone. It was going away.
It's done.
Too. So we have to, if we could first, before we say who won.
Right.
Log in
prayer.
Real quick.
Right.
Oh, I was going to say log
in.
And it'd be Angie.
For my
There will be a picture of this, I'm sure, on our site. But she's literally a MySpace site with a car
my
her face
girl,
sticking.
MySpace profile.
You just have to look at it on the site, which you will have already done if you're even listening.
She
to it.
Is a MySpace
so
profile.
So it's
the
unbelievable.
Genius.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah!
What'd she say? She said now she can buy her meds.
I can pay my rent.
Yeah!
Okay, we have one last number here before we close out. Is there anything I'm forgetting?
Everything.
What? That would be the devil and Jeff Munger.
Yes,
this,
Jeff Munger, everyone.
The last number here, our last little bit, and that would be the devil and Jeff Munger. Before they start, I just want to say thank you to everybody so much. Sally, to everyone who won. Angie, MySpace, Joey, Apocalypse. Beautiful. Thank you. What's the actual title of the song?
Front Row Seats.
Front Row Seats. Jambaland. MySpace. Jambaland. Who wants to shout out Downtown Sally at MySpace? Diane, do you have songs on?
Or the devil.
Yeah? Okay, well, she doesn't. He.
She.
Thank you, everyone. Please welcome.
Black Boss.
Black Boss, Black Boss, taste a little like chocolate, soy sauce, Black Boss.
Woo!
Black Boss.
Black Boss, Black Boss, it's my girl, black honey and syrup, Black Boss. Woo! Black Boss.
Well, Black Boss, it goes real well with my fingers smash, Black Boss.
Woo!
Black Boss.
Black Boss, Black Boss, taste a lot of chocolate sauce, soy sauce, soy boss.
Woo!
Black Boss!
Well, Black Boss, cuts me through black honey and syrup, Black Boss.
Woo!
Black Boss. Well,
Black
Boss, taste a lot of
my
fingers smash, Black Boss.
Woo! That's the ghost.
Oh my god.
Right. I'll
get
that one. Okay. Okay.
I think it was real.
No, come on. Okay, shh. I gotta answer for your hands up. I
have
to do the cards.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Don't put anything down, Dave. Don't
put
anything down.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, ma'am.
He's just a ghost of the Purple Barn?
As far as I know.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, what are you talking about? This is like your big day.
I hate Halloween.
How could you hate Halloween, Ghost of the Purple Barn?
Because it's holidays like Halloween that only further perpetuate the ignorant stereotype that ghosts are, for some reason, scary.
But, I mean, with all due respect, ghosts are, in fact, scary, am I right?
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ghosts are scary?
Yeah.
Are you scared right now?
You, like, right this second?
Yeah, right now.
I mean, well...
I'm in the room.
I know. I
don't... Are you afraid?
I don't... No, I'm not afraid. I'm not. No.
No?
No.
What about your audience?
They don't look scared.
Scared?
No,
no,
no one's afraid, Ghost of the Purple Barn.
See what I mean?
Huh. It's interesting.
Tell me why, for centuries, we ghosts have been seen as malicious ghouls exacting vengeance upon innocent humans.
I mean, that's a good question. I don't know.
Ghosts have always been peace-loving people.
Right.
Barring a few bad apples, of course.
There's one in every bunch.
Ghosts are quiet, clean, we keep to ourselves, we don't eat. I mean, you didn't even know I was in the room until you conjured me up. And sorry to ruin your big, scary Halloween show. But I'm just a normal guy. Just happened to be made out of invisible matter.
Fair enough. You know, as we were talking, I was thinking, I mean, there's a lot of movies that I bet it has a lot to do with movies.
Oh, don't even get me started on Hollywood. They've done nothing but make a mockery out of everything having to do with being a ghost.
Yeah, but what about Ghostbusters? I mean, Ghostbusters is awesome.
All right, I'll give you Ghostbusters. But only because of Bill Murray.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Hey, before we, because we got to end our show because we're way over on time.
Sure.
Can I ask what your name is?
Name's Don.
Don. Do you have a last name?
Nope. Just Don.
Okay, Don. It was a pleasure meeting you, ladies and gentlemen. Don, the ghost of the Purple Barn. The next show will be on around the first week of December. Christmas.
Happy Halloween!
Let's go and scream.